Well, we're going to talk turkey this morning. Barb Fuller joins us. She's a nutrition and health program specialist with Iowa State University Extension. Barb, good morning.
Good morning.
I know it seems like Thanksgiving's still a little bit of ways off, but it's really one meal that takes a little bit extra planning if you're planning on having that big bird.
It does, and it is coming up.
Well, a lot of folks enjoy turkey on the holidays. Those are the ones that actually sit down to eat it. Sometimes it's very stressful for those who have to prepare it.
Well, actually, preparing it isn't too bad if you plan ahead.
Well, planning ahead actually starts long before you ever even go to the store. How much turkey should we buy, depending upon how many people we have?
About 1 pound per person if it's a whole bird. So you have lots of bones in there. You do have some waste. And only a half a pound to three-quarters of a pound if you're purchasing a boneless breast of turkey. So you don't need nearly as much. And a pound and a half per person if you're purchasing a pre-stuffed, ready-to-go frozen turkey.
Okay. Do people sometimes buy planning for leftovers, too?
I think so, and that's always a good time of the year to save some of those things, or you have something favorite that you like afterwards. So even if you don't think you're going to eat a pound of turkey without the bones, there's enough left for at least a turkey sandwich or some other favorite that you have.
Well, now, I'm on board with you, Barb. I don't think I've done turkeys over the years, too, many times, and I don't think turkey's very difficult to prepare and things either. But that's because I always plan ahead. There's a lot involved, from not just the cooking of it, but the thawing out of the turkey, too. So this is a several-day process you need to plan for. How soon should we start thinking about thawing out that frozen turkey?
Well, if you're going to do it in the refrigerator, it takes 5 pounds, for every 5 pounds of turkey, takes a day. So a 12 to 15-pound turkey would take 3 or 4 days to thaw out. So if you have one of those monster turkeys that's 20 pounds, it could take most of a week to actually thaw it out. And it needs to be thawed in the refrigerator and never on the counter. That counter is just where all those bacteria at room temperature would just love to grow.
Barb, I had somebody tell me one time that when you're thawing out a frozen turkey in the refrigerator, it's best to set it on the top shelf as opposed to the bottom, you know, because cold settles. Anything to that?
Well, actually, it's better to put it on the bottom with a tray or a big plate or a platter. If it's on the top shelf and it starts dripping, everything that you're dripping off the turkey is dripping onto the rest of your food.
Yuck.
So you don't want what potentially could be something on that turkey to be then growing in your salad or your cake or anything else that you have in the refrigerator. So actually thawing it on the lowest shelf possible is a better idea.
Yeah.
And your refrigerator does vary a little bit by temperature, but it should still keep all your food at less than 40 degrees. So you do need to make sure that maybe you have a thermometer in your refrigerator to make sure that it is properly cold.
Yeah, if that's a problem between shelves, then you might need a new refrigerator.
Yeah, you might.
And that's a whole different story. Well, now, sometimes folks, you know, they don't get started early enough, and that's when the real stress works in. Oh, my goodness, it's 2 days before Thanksgiving, and I don't have enough time to thaw it out in the refrigerator. Now what do I do? There are methods to rapidly thaw, but they have to be done safely.
Yes. You could put it in cold water, so in a leak-proof bag in a clean sink. So make sure your sink is clean, and you need to change that water every 30 minutes. So again, if you're starting from clear frozen, it still could take 6 to 8 hours for that 12-pound turkey to thaw. And it doesn't really have to be thawed all the way. Even if you keep that little bag of giblets, whether you want it or not, if it's too frozen to get it out of there, it's okay. You can start cooking it with it in there and eventually get it out partway through. You can cook a turkey from clear frozen. It just takes a little longer. So you don't really have to worry so much about making sure it's thawed out all the way through.
Well, are there other ways? Can you use the microwave?
You could use the microwave. If you think about a big turkey, if you have a small microwave, that's not going to work very well. But if you do start thawing it in the microwave, you need to cook it right away. So don't start thawing it one day and stick it back in the fridge and then stick it back in the microwave and stick it. That in and out stuff is not very good. And again, our bacteria would really like to do that. So if you need to get it thawed enough to get it in a pan, put it in the microwave and then put it in your oven and start going.
Well, let's move ahead to actually cooking the turkey. Let's say we've got it thawed. We've done that safely. We're ready to go. We've got it all prepared. And now it's time to start thinking about actually putting that bird in the oven or however folks cook it these days. Some folks put it on the grill. Some drop it in the deep fryer. But if you're going to cook it in the oven, you need to make sure you allow for enough time.
You do. And it needs to get to 165 degrees, no matter how you cook it. So you can't get a thermometer while you've got it in the big fry pot that you're using. But if you're on a grill or in the oven, or if you aren't quite sure when you get it out of the fryer, put that thermometer in there, and it has to be 165 degrees. So invest in a thermometer. They're less than $10. In fact, a lot of times they're less than $8. Buy an instant read meat thermometer, stick it in there, and make sure it's 165 in the thickest part. So whether that's between the leg and the breast, or if it's stuffed, you need to check to make sure that the stuffing got to 165 degrees.
What about those little plastic pop-up deals that they put in there, Barb? Are they very dependable?
They're kind of a guide to go by, but always check with a thermometer. It doesn't always come up, and it's only in one place in the bird, so you can tell when it's that hot there, but not if you have stuffing or anything inside.
Oh, absolutely. Well, now there are other issues with cooking turkeys, because we know it's a mobile holiday. Folks don't always stay one place. They're bouncing around from place to place. You might be cooking the turkey at your house, maybe going over to grandma's house or something too. Can you cook turkey ahead of time and then take it to someone's house later?
You could, but you want to make sure you're at somebody's house within 2 hours. So if you cook the turkey and make sure that it's cooked all the way through, and then you pack it up, you need to make sure that you've got it somewhere within 2 hours. So whether it's cooked or raw, it's a good idea to put it in an insulated cooler, somewhere that would keep some of that heat in if it's cooked, and then you can make sure that you get there in time.
What about cooking it, like, say, a day ahead of time? Can you do that and then take it later on the next day to someone's home?
If you do, that's fine, but you want to make sure that you cut it up and you get it thoroughly cooled. So once the turkey is done, if it stands about 20 minutes, it makes it a lot easier to carve, and those juices kind of get redistributed back into the meat. Cut it up, cool it in shallow containers. So this would be in a pie pan or a caked pan, something that's no more than a couple inches deep, and get it nice and cool quickly. Again, we're looking at about 2 hours to try and get it cool. So not leaving the bird whole, but cutting it up. And that way it's a lot easier to pack. It doesn't take up nearly as much room. And then, again, keeping it in ice or keeping it in an insulated container once it's cool on the way there, and you still really only have 2 hours if it's outside of a refrigerator to get it, make sure that it's safely back in somewhere where you can reheat it.
Well, what about someone wanting to maybe start the turkey at home and then take it someplace else because mom and dad have too much other stuff to cook? They can get that out of the way, then we can finish the turkey off there. Is that ever a good idea?
Nope. That partial cooking is really unsafe. So the cooking needs to be done again in one continuous thing, whether it's the microwave, the oven, the grill, the fryer. You need to get it, make sure that it's done, so cook it all the way through, and then you can reheat it in the microwave, or you can put it back in the oven, or even on the grill, or whatever way you like to finish it. But it really needs to be done so that 165 degrees all the way through the first time you start cooking it.
Very good. Well, now, leftovers, I think, are sometimes the best part of a turkey, too. Folks enjoy coming up with all kinds of creative ways to use the leftovers, but we need to store them properly.
Again, it needs to be taken off the bone, take the stuffing out of the bird if you didn't get it all out the first time, get it all cut into small pieces, and then get it into those shallow containers within 2 hours of cooking. So if you have a nice, long, leisurely dinner, that may be 2 hours. So the first thing you need to do is get those things back into the refrigerator and not leave that carcass sitting around all afternoon for people to pick on. It needs to be cooled. And then those leftovers need to be used within 3 or 4 days. And they can be frozen. Turkey freezes wonderfully. Just cut up into slices, or if you're going to use it in diced or some kind of way in another couple of weeks, that's fine. Just put it in the freezer, put it in freezer-safe bags, and it'll be great.
Fight off that sleepy feeling and go put that turkey away, huh?
Take that turkey away.
Barb, do you have a favorite leftover meal?
I think I just like a nice turkey sandwich the next day, and it's just wonderful.
I go with you. I agree very much. It's always good to do, and, you know, a lot of folks, especially if they have kids, you know, comes in handy once the kids get going back to school again. If you keep it safe and get it wrapped up right away, makes for nice sandwiches for the lunchbox or something in the next few days.
It does.
Very good. Now, if folks are still nervous, we're getting close to Thanksgiving and they're still a little bit nervous, maybe it's their first time having to do this, and you've got the stress of the entire family coming over to judge your work, is there any place that folks can go to get more information?
Yes, there are a couple of numbers. The Iowa State University Extension and Outreach answer line is 1-800-262-3804, and that's answered every day by a live home economist right there in Ames. Won't be open on Thanksgiving Day, but from 9 to noon and 1 to 4, so during the day, it's always answered, and they get right back to you if you have a question they have to look up. And the other one is the USDA Meat and Poultry Hotline number, and I think this one is even open on Thanksgiving Day, 1-888-674-6854, and they will answer all kinds of questions. If you have some questions now that you're thinking about, if you call them, they can send you some information or email you some information on how to cook a turkey, and their website is the Meat and Poultry Hotline. I don't have the address exactly for that, but give them a call or call ISU answer line, and we'll help you out.
Great. Well, if you're waiting until Thanksgiving, it's probably too late to answer those questions sufficiently anyway, but good luck. Preparation ahead of time. Make sure you're ready to go, and enjoy a great Thanksgiving with family and friends. That's why we get together, right?
It is. It's a great time to share some time with family and friends that maybe you don't see very often, and just enjoy just having all those people around.
And hopefully some great food. Barb, thanks a lot for your time.
You're welcome.